That's incredible. That is so incredible. And I know that you have comrades on the line, and I would like you to tell me a little bit about your coordination with Director Janice Neal. How is it that Webster's network enables you all to teach by webinar online and also to implement the brick and mortar campus where the Gorlach spirit floats through brick and mortars? How do you do that?
Sure. What we do is we work as a coordinated team with Janice leading the effort, and we plan out ahead of time based on the degree plans that each one of our students, they each get an individual degree plan for their entire journey towards their graduate degree. And we, between each one of Janice's campuses, we make sure that there are no gaps in that path from one degree to another. So let's say I have a student who needs a certain class, but I don't have enough to fill an entire classroom. So Janice has got it set up so that I can work with my partner Bill in Colorado Springs to do a live synchronous broadcast of the class and make sure that my student doesn't fall behind just because the schedule worked against them or enrollments worked against them. And it's a back and forth. All of our instructors that teach over WebNet are thoroughly trained. We are constantly upgrading our equipment to make sure we have the state of the art. And we go from there to make sure that it's just like being in the classroom.
Well, thank you for learning and exuding the Airman Total Comprehensive Fitness Package. And because, you know, technology, we can't always count on it. So I did an emergency exercise as your host today, and I dropped the call. I happen to be in the VA right now, facility at West Los Angeles. And as you know, the cell towers are very controlling of our technology environment and technology. And so what I did was I have always a backup plan. And we want to thank our Air Force elite Armed Forces members for creating the F-35. What does that mean to you at Luke?
Well, what it's meant for us is not only the chance to be have the spotlight on us in national attention, they film part of the new Transformers movie out here in Luke, but also we're getting to practice more and more of our global diversity, such as you talked about earlier with Jan. So we have pilots coming in from all over the world to learn the F-35s, and you know what? They're saying, well, I'm going to be there for a while. You look like you have a really good program. Let me get a master's degree while I'm here. So we actually have students from all over the world, Taiwan, Denmark, Singapore, from all over the place. While they're here at Luke and learning either the F-16 or the F-35s, they're also learning about management through the Walker School of Business.
That's incredible. And again, is it that easy to go onto webster.edu/Luke?
Yes, it is. And once you get on there, we work with you one-on-one. It's like you have your own individual academic advisor to make sure you're going along the path. And the other thing that we do in this mode, Christine, is everybody has life challenges. Nobody has more life challenges than somebody in the military. So if you get deployed, we can keep you in your program online. I currently have students in Afghanistan, Korea, Japan, a few other. In fact, we just had our graduation, and the young lady flew back from Japan, got her diploma, and flew back to her assignment in Okinawa. So no matter where you are, we can make sure that your continuity is there. If there are changes or you need to delay a little bit because of a life matter, we work with you one-on-one to make sure you have a good individual plan.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for your time live from Arizona. How many degrees do we have for your weather out there?
We're going to be actually having a cold snap. It's only going to get up to 109 today.
Only going to get Air Force excellence and U.S. Marine Corps ready for duty in the heat with the wind, the land, the sea, and now the snow. So, Miss Janice, thank you so much for allowing David to come and accentuate the greatness about Webster's campus. David, I will be talking to you in a Semper Fi AIM highway. Please stay on the line with us as we bring on your next colleague. Miss Janice, take it away.
Thank you so much, Christina. We have Jody Cozy, the director at Hill Air Force Base, with us, and Jody's going to give us some information on her campus and the exciting programs that she's offering.
Welcome to the Christina Silva. Jody, live from Hill Air Force Base. Ma'am, is it appropriate for me to call you Jody as a host of the Christina Silva Show, Educating Our Veterans?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Thank you. And
thank you for having me.
It is my honor, and the world learns about the respect and hierarchy the Air Force or any of our branches of the military innately expect. So I did an example to my audience by asking permission to call you by your first name, because when you educate, it's kind of shy to go and see a director at the campus. So Webster is that hand up that makes an open door policy available. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We have an open door policy here coordinator. We work together as a team at our campus, from our academic advisor to our faculty coordinator to our representative who's in the front office. We're one team here who works together to offer services to every student.
Profound. Profound. It is no uphill battle, correct? Hill Air Force Base is located in an amazing state. Give us a little bit about the state that you're located in and about the numbers of the students that have graduated and how it makes you feel to participate in someone's higher education journey unto completion.
Well, Hill is such a beautiful base. We have beautiful amenities here. Utah's known for skiing. It's just awesome. This whole state is amazing and the people are wonderful. As far as our school goes, we just had a graduating class of 47 students, which is a very large class for our small campus here. We currently have about 200 students that attend here at our campus. We have three different learning modalities, which is amazing. We're able to offer classes one night a week in the classroom, and we also have an online format, or they can do what's called WebNet Plus, where they have a hybrid of where they log into the classroom in a synchronous learning environment. So it's a great opportunity for students who are deployed or maybe out of town, can't get into the classroom. The WebNet offers a great opportunity. We're also able to partner with other campuses like Peterson and Luke in Los Angeles and offer greater learning opportunity by blending students from different environments and different parts of the country.
That's amazing. Utah offers a very zen approach in an atmospheric way. And speaking of the snow, if someone were to go on an amazing ski trip, well, let's use Provo. I went there when I was a very young teenager skiing, and I actually did have an injury with my date that went there with me. Date meaning we won a trip from the dating game in the 1980s. Don't age me. And he went to the above the bunny hill. But regarding Webster's first responder program, you all have that first responder aspect opportunity of educating, that it's kind of an emergency to enroll when you have an expiry date on your post 9/11 GI Bill education benefit. So this analogy of skiing and being ready, the first responders, Webster wants to give a gift to our first responders and DOD members, the military, civilians, everyone is welcome, says Ms. Janice Neal, to come and join Webster. Share with us a little bit about the significance of the first responders program.
I love our first responder program. It's amazing because it offers law enforcement, fire department personnel, EMT personnel, 911 dispatchers, and anyone who works in that field to go to school at the same tuition rate as military members. So it's a phenomenal opportunity for those members. And you're right, it is an emergency when their benefits are running out because a lot of the first responders in the state of Utah come from the military branches. I know my own family, I spent 20 years in the military myself, and then we have lots of others, and they've gone into the law enforcement after being in the military. My cousins have, my uncles have, and it's an awesome opportunity because they can do their 20-year military career, then they can do a 20-year career in law enforcement and have two retirements, but why not get your school done while you're doing it? And like I tell our students, your time's going to go by whether you do your school or not. So get it done, one class at a time. It's a great opportunity.
Oh my goodness. Well, you just made the parallel between equal opportunity employment so easy with many master's degrees. It doesn't stop at just one. Webster has an oodles of programs, including the new communications program that I'm very excited about. And in the next segment, we're going to hear from your colleague in another area of the Western region of Webster's offerings here in a moment. But let me get onto a little personal testimonial side. Thank you so much for your service, ma'am. Thank you for showing and being an open example on the Christina Silva Show about that hand up attitude. If you want a personalized education, Webster yields a close relationship and understands with empathy what it is to be on active duty and to actually accomplish your degree. And so I have witnessed over the last 4 years, Miss Janice Neal decorated with her Webster graduate uniform, handing a degree to someone. It's a very emotional and moving thing to see someone accomplish that as a journalism and a reporter and a U.S. historian correspondent. Share with us how your composure feels when you celebrate a graduation at your campus.
It's nothing short of pride. It's amazing. I always say that the two greatest moments of my life were my basic training graduation was even more important to me than high school, and then my bachelor's and master's degree were just amazing. And honestly, I think all of those experiences were equal. It's very cool because when I'm watching our students who we've seen go through their degree programs with their individual struggles because they come from different components of active duty
hug Miss Janice Neal on the line with us. How do you feel working with Miss Janice Neal, a male-female combo between David on the line with Air Force and Marine Corps principals and still just excellence on the line with our three directors of Webster University's Western Region? Share a good testimonial about working with Miss Janice Neal over the years.
Janice is wonderful. She is such a supportive leader. I would follow her anywhere. Including David and Bill, who are also on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
They're great, great, great leaders. And they're there to support you and help you, not only the students, but us as who work for the university, as well as anybody in the community. We really do try to extend our reach outside of the gate to bring the same level of excellence outside the gate as we do within.
Yes, ma'am. And with our transcripts intact, share with us the exciting advocacy and reciprocity rules that we believe in advocating for our students, because we have several helping agencies. Are you part of any organization, and does a CCME ring a bell in your mind when I say that acronym?
It absolutely does. I love CCME, and I think what they do is wonderful, bringing all the schools together to make higher education in the military especially important. We want to make it on the forefront of what we're doing with our troops, because one day they're going to get out of the military, and when they get out, they need to have the skills and the assets and the resume to be able to get out in the community and find the job and the career they're looking for, and that's what Webster does. Webster offers those opportunities.
Well, your future is unlimited, listeners. You're listening to the Christina Silva Show featuring Directors of the West of Webster.edu, and all you have to do is know that your future is unlimited when you choose Webster. There's still time to enroll for fall, and all you have to do is dial in Los Angeles 310-607-8005. And Webster is 24/7 because of the power of the internet. All you have to do is go to Webster.edu, and in the very upper right corner, click on Find a Campus Near You. Jody, we're going to take away and go to a break, and I'd like to do a measure of passing the baton back to Miss Janice, and then to exude for the audience how Miss Janice will then pass to her colleague, your colleague, our next guest. Miss Janice, who's coming up next to show the power of Webster?
Christina, we have our Peterson Air Force Base Director, Bill Hope, and Bill is excellent. He's been with Webster for a number of years. He's also retired Air Force, and he has a campus that's like none other. So we will have Bill come up and just give us some information on the Peterson Air Force Base campus and the new things that he has coming down the pike for his campus.
Absolutely excited. Aren't you feeling excited about your colleagues just upholding and empowering you to get the right enrollment for the right student, the right program matched to the right student? That's a very sacred and confidential situation. So listeners, if you're contemplating continuing your education from an AA to get to a BA or a BS, definitely dial webster.edu online or the number that I gave you, because we are first responders, right, Miss Jody?
Yes, ma'am.
And we are with David, aiming high, right, David?
We're there, Christina.
So, Miss Janice, take us away and give us our last closing explosion of opportunity at Webster with our next director. Who's coming up?
Excellent. We have Bill on the line with us, and Bill is going to give us some information about his campus at the Peterson Air Force Base and some of the unique opportunities that he has for the students in that region of the Western region, and how gather all of his resources to make sure that his students get what they need to go to the next step to get that college degree.
Amazing.
Are you there?
Thank you, Miss Janice. Bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much for the comfortable nature that your colleagues have exuded. It's okay to be on a first name basis, but that may not be on an Air Force campus your style. How would I be able to auto-correct myself if I called you Bill and it was an offense? Just say a wrong choice of words, or how do you feel about that today, Bill?
Oh, I don't mind it at all. I prefer to be called by my first name. I try to keep the formalities down so my students are comfortable when they talk with me.
Precisely. Thank you for the opportunity to ask permission and to be granted permission, because we want our enrollments to be accepted. Share with us a little bit about the ease of knowing that you qualify to go to Webster, and share with us a little bit about prerequisites and an educational comprehensive plan. If I would like to become, say, a SpaceX cybersecurity engineer, how would I go about that?
Well,
Webster has a very easy enrollment policy. Webster doesn't require any GRE or GMAT to enter any program here with Webster, and it's as simple as filling an online application in. And, most of the time when I talk to the students, we waive their application fee and we get them in almost right away. And so Webster allows students to enter their program for the first term without even having their undergraduate transcripts. So they are given time for that first term to get their transcripts in and allowed to start. It makes it very easy for them to get started.
Wow. Thank you for taking out the anxiety that some may have listening. Tell us about when you were attending your university and how you obtained your degree with a full-time work schedule. And thank you so much for your service to our U.S. Armed Forces. We really appreciate knowing freedom isn't free and we have to balance our schedules. Share with us how it was when you were educating.
Well, when I was going to school, I was working shift work. I was sitting up at Cheyenne Mountain Air Station here in Colorado Springs, working midnight shifts, swing shifts, and day shifts, monitoring the nuclear landscape of the world. And I was able to get my degree, work on shift, do my homework on shift. I had very supportive, not only was my advisor supportive, but my commanders and my supervisors, they were all supportive with education. And that's the one thing I've seen, especially in the Air Force, is that from the lowest level command all the way to the highest level command, everyone is really supportive of getting your degree. So having this relationship here on Peterson Air Force Base with the command here is a great opportunity, not only for Webster, but for also the students who are serving our country here on this base.
It's breathtaking listening to you. I really, really appreciate that personal edge, because sometimes we have an etiquette that takes place in our collegiate career, and giving an Air Force base opening to the civilians that could attend Webster, how do they get through the gate if they have to be at school on a military base?
And have allowed us to bring civilians on the base to take advantage of a Webster degree. And so Webster, all the directors of Webster work very, very close with the ESOs and the Education Center to maintain a very strong personal relationship with them. So it allows Webster to provide that education opportunity to service members, not only on the base, but also off the base, the civilians and the contractors that work for the base, so that they can get on it and have their degree right here if that's what they choose.
That's amazing. Well, again, I hope everyone is enjoying an account of the Christina Silva Show, because educating our veterans has been made so easy by the power of the spirit of camaraderie Webster University has to offer internationally. And as we bring this segment to a close, Bill, give us a little bit of encouragement about the colleges and schools when we choose a degree. College of Arts and Sciences, George Herbert Walker School of Business and Technology, Lee Jardine College of Fine Arts, School of Communication, School of Education, and Centers and Institutes. How do we select or match make the student to know that they're guided by Webster for interdisciplinary vision to remain intact to their core values?
I can speak personally to myself as I'm advising a student or counseling them as they walk into my office. I'm very careful to ask the student what their goals are. Where do they see their career in the next 3 to 5, 10 years? And what path are they on? What do they currently do right now? And how can Webster best assist them into getting their career moving in the direction that they want to move in? So if that means that I send a student somewhere else, then I help that student first and foremost. And I'm sure that's a policy that every director of Webster is. and help them achieve their goals. And if Webster can do that, then certainly that's what we want to do.
Thank you, Bill. That is amazing. Well, again, world, you're listening to the directors of the Western Regional Military Campuses of Webster.edu online programs. What students are seeing: military student support, quality and technology, and a contact 24 hours a day at Webster Online. Miss Janice, it's now time to grade our directors on air live on the Christina Silva Show. What would you say about Bill? Thank you, Bill. Jody. Thank you, Jody, and David. Thank you so much for their joining us on air today, Miss Janice.
Christina, if I had to give a grade, and they always know that they're way above any grade that I could give, they all get an A+. They're excellent, excellent directors. They're military focused, education focused, family focused. So they exude any type of accolades that I could give them, because they all excellent directors.
Well, I will see you shortly on base, and that is like a terminology we want the whole world not to shy away from, right, everyone from Webster? So on three, we want to give the entire world a salute and then a moment of silence. But on three, we're going to shout aim high on air, and you're listening to the Christina Silva Show. Everybody ready? A Webster 1, 2, and 3. Aim high!
Aim high!
And Semper Fi! Well, this is not the last you'll hear of Luke Air Force Base, Hill Air Force Base, and Peterson Air Force Base, because we're committed to higher education excellence. And now we're going to move on into helping agencies and nonprofit organizations that want to help you achieve your degree with a scholarship fund. So stay tuned to the Christina Silva Show, and thank you so much, everyone, for joining me. Please feel welcome to stay on the line as we go and move into our charitable contributions that Webster is also proud of. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to the Christina Silva Show, and that commercial break is letting you know that your mind is wealthy, and it's wealthier with B.A., the billionaire from Pennsylvania. Thank you for that wealthy mind shout out. Music makes the world go round, and joining us for a close is, again, Director Janice Neal from Webster University at Los Angeles Air Force Base. Thank you so much, Miss Janice, for showing the world that Webster is there for you, and Webster is the place to be, and that Webster.edu is 24/7. Wasn't it a great show today?
It really was. I really enjoyed the directors from the Western Region campuses, and they took part in giving just a snippet of their life there on their military installation, the Air Force Base, and how Webster as a whole is not just one or two campuses, but we're a global network with campuses stretching around the world, and with students that are empowered with global citizenship and learning in the classroom, online, and
Yes, ma'am. And as we approach the 1400 hour, I say 1400 hours, that means 2 o'clock p.m. This is an hour show where we have a very short time to thank our instructors around the world who impact us as we are kids. And now it's time for your testimonial to share about your high school experience before you went to Cal State Long Beach. May I share a story about basketball and about maybe a teacher that impacted you for the rest of your life onto your MA and your MBA and your degree, Miss Janice? Go right ahead.
Well, looking back on my prior educational goal, of course, I've always been an athlete, and basketball has been one of my favorite sports. It's been my heart. I played basketball for Cal State Long Beach through my college career. And basketball is one of those things that it's a team sport, but it's an individual sport. So it gives you kind of the beginning of how to play on a team, but how to also be strong as an individual. So as an athlete, and I know we have athletes that are in our listening audience today, it is just one of those things that we don't think about, because as we started as children playing and then into our adolescence and then into college, it's something that was built into us so that we take it forward into our careers as team players, as leaders, and as individuals.
Incredible. Well, you're never too old to play basketball, and you're never too old to forget the alumni spirit Webster imputes into students. And so also I wanted to say the description that Mr. David had given about the meaning of the logo and the Webster emblem on your lapel. How do you feel boasting that name for over 20 years at Webster?
It just, I think Jody mentioned pride, just being proud of being a part of something that's so big and so many people. We have students that have graduated from Webster in so many realms of life, from business exec CEOs to generals, three-star, four-star, five-star generals. So Webster has the history, it has the quality, it has the branding, it has what students look for when they look for a educational opportunity that's going to get them to that next plateau.
Most definitely. Well, Webster University is here for you, and giving is something that is incredibly valuable to know about students who are reaching out and listening to us. Even returning graduates to Webster have another step up the ladder to go, because education is perpetual. And thank you for just promoting the spirit of mentorship to the Christina Silva Show, standing by knowing that Webster is equipped on military bases worldwide for 40 years plus and 100 years. That's a good, solid indication that Webster is here for you, and it gives you the value that all you do to help students do is that you want them to succeed. Right, Miss Janice?
That's it. I want to tell your audience, Webster.edu.
Webster University.
Webster University. Webster like the dictionary.
Webster University. And we can talk and overlap about Webster University, because everyone's voice is in sync in a different way. And Webster University is a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit organization, and all your gifts at Webster are deductible to the extent permissible by the law in each of your states. So Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and Los Angeles have Webster University here for you. Fall enrollment, it's not too late. Dial 310-607-8005. And as we go out to a close, what is CSCCU, Miss Janice?
Well, CSCCU, Christina, is an organization here in California. It's a consortium of Southern California colleges and universities. So their primary goal is to bring colleges and universities together in one forum so that students that are looking for programs in engineering or in psychology or human resources can come to one source to find that program that they're looking for. And they can do that by going to the website, which is californiaccu.org, and find the school that you're looking for. Really a great effort that all schools come together to be one. Some of our member schools would be Marymount, we have Pepperdine, we have California State University, Northridge, we have Pepperdine, we have UCLA, we have Ashford, Augustine, Webster. So it's a lot of schools that are regionally accredited in one location, one place, that have resources that over every spectrum of every program.
So from camis to civvies, that's camis, number two, civvies. You can go from uniform to your civilian gear straight to the Webster campus after work. And that's just an amazing, great thing to know. That also the game of basketball mimics how you will be able to successfully earn your degree at Webster. Right, Miss Janice? Let's give a shout out to the South Bay Lakers.
Yes, South Bay Lakers is an organization that I love. They have so many different students and youngsters that participate in different facets of sports. One, the main one being basketball, and they have such a great pool of athletes that have an excellent, excellent schedule of games. Right here in El Segundo, it's a gym. I won't say it's a hidden gym because it's about to explode, but it's a gym that California, LA, El Segundo is proud of.
Most definitely. And for those new advancements and more information about the South Bay Lakers tickets and tours, all you have to do is call Christina Silva, your host, to get you in touch with the way you can give back through purchasing pride with the Lakers at the South Bay level. South Bay Lakers, go Lakers. And now we want to make a special news flash about scholarships. Visit davcal.org to learn more about the Jesse Brown Youth Memorial Scholarship. And visit CSCCU because Ed Fair is coming right up. So who is the president of CSCCU, Ms. Janice?
We have an incoming president that just started recently, Sam. And I'm probably getting you to help me with the last name. But Sam is a dynamic young man. He will be taking this organization to the next level. He is a director with Redlands University. And he's taking a very pivotal point in this organization to pull things together. We have different events. One was a counselor's resource fair that we had a couple of years ago, and now we're gearing up for another statewide resource fair in the coming months. So Sam is really hitting the ground running and doing some great things for the organization.
Thank you, Ms. Janice Neal. We had a wonderful show today, and we showed the spirit of collaboration, camaraderie, and the Air Force excellence principles of resilience. Creative Resiliency Solutions and CRS Productions with Camis to Civvies is proud to say that Webster is a sponsor, collaborator, and also a corporate strategic alliance here for you to gain your higher education degree. So keep listening to the Christina Silva Show and learn more about expos that will be coming to pass with CSCCU in the mix. Edfair.org, and this is our show. Stay tuned next week, Wednesday at 2 p.m., educating our veterans.